Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I brought something with me today. It seems like a simple little back kind of pack. And of course it has the Roanoke College, my alma mater, on it. But this is symbolic of me, of something I'm trying to do in my life. I'm trying to pack this. Yes, June, I am trying. I know. Oh, I know. I admit it.
I took everything I had not to laugh.
I'm one of those persons who traditionally, if they needed clothes for 4 days, pack five just in case, and an extra pair maybe stuck somewhere else just in case, you know, something went wrong. I've traditionally carried lots of suitcases and bags, and you see my big red bag, which I did bring today because I had to have stuff for the funeral as well as this, and it wouldn't fit in here. But when I go on like continuing education events and all, I take this. And for the day, I carry only what will fit in there instead of in a big, heavy bag, you know? It just, I don't know about you, but it seems like I pack too much. I'm worried I won't have enough, or something may happen I'm not prepared for, and I want to have it with me, you know? And isn't this true for us? We're beginning to discover travel again. At least we have been. I hope we're able to continue so. And I don't know about you, but it's been a couple of years since I really traveled. But last time I did, it was hard getting through the airport. Because I was on a ski trip, so I had skis, and I had my boots, bags. But I at least was down to three bags. I used to go with four. So I'm getting a little bit better to carry all the stuff that I had. And by the time I got somewhere, I just had to collapse because I basically was hauling stuff. And it was a burden on me. Even the little bag, if it's laid down, put on your back, can be a burden. Can you relate to that? Can we all kind of relate to that? I thought of that. I thought of how heavily we pack when I thought about our lessons for today. Because I think the issue with our heavy packing, at least for mine, is I'm afraid I won't have something. And I like being in control of having what I need. You know. But I have found, as I got a little bit older, and you know, I have to pack a few more things than I used to for medical reasons, that I can go with a little bit less. Because I always come back with stuff I never used. You have that feeling? You come back and you got stuff you never touched. But you had to carry it on your back or literally behind you in suitcases. You weighed down your car, you weighed down the bus, you weighed down the plane, carrying stuff. Because it's so easy to feel like we have to have stuff for everything, isn't it? Our possessions begin to weigh us down. And become a burden on us, not helpful, useful tools. Because we get nervous, because we're anxious, because we want to be in control in life, it is an easy pattern to fall into. But I want to say to you today that that is not just about travel. It's about how we pack for the journey we call life. The stories in our gospel lesson, in our second lesson, in our first lesson are about the dangers of just trying to have everything you need, trying to put more and more trust on yourself and less on God. Because one of the things I've discovered about packing lighter is you have to be more flexible, and you have to trust that God will find a way to get whatever you need to you when you need it. You become open to the fact that you depend on other people more. You become less sort of self-smug about having everything you need. And that's what I think our lessons are talking to us about, the trouble we get into with possessions. It is the fact that our possessions can possess us, or at least weigh us down and burden us. If you think about it, it is nice to have stuff. I got lots of stuff, trust me. But doesn't our stuff become things we then have to protect? Things we have to take care of, things we have to make sure work right, things we have to store, and after a while they can very easily become burdens. Burdens that divert us from what we really are here for, to love and care for one another, to use the gifts of God, including our possessions, for the goods of others. Now, I'm not super rich. By world standards, I am rich. I think everyone here, by the world standards, is probably pretty well off economically. But I've noticed people who've gotten it made, and I thought about this when someone won the Mega Millions jackpot, the $1 billion one, is that so often people that win a lot of money in these jackpots, lives deteriorate. Because suddenly, they have people wanting to get after their money. They have people wanting to do things. They have more to protect. They build bigger houses. They build bigger gates. They build bigger walls. They separate themselves off because they're trying to protect their possessions rather than their possessions become means by which they live out the values of their lives. Now, I don't say that to be a get the rich people, you know. But it's easy to fall into that trap. Those people got more than us. They're the whole problem. It's something we all do. Maybe it's on a different scale for each of us. But think about this. If someone broke into your house and stole your TV, you probably would shoot at them if you have a gun, right? Is your TV really worth someone's life? I mean, think of it. I understand that feeling because we had a car stolen from us once when I was in seminary and we couldn't really afford another car. And it was a sense of anger and frustration and everything, a sense of violation. I understand all that. But in the long run, we managed to survive. I think so, right? We managed to survive, got over our anger and fear, and continued our lives. I think that's the message of the gospel. That what Jesus wants to do is really take the burdens off our back. That he is not put there. We put that ourselves. Trying to protect that which we have, beyond which is normally expected. Now, yes, you do have to protect things. I'm not arguing that you don't. But what value? What value do you put in life? What is worth stacking? If you put a smaller bag out and you have to put in it, what are the essentials that you have to put in the baggage that is part of life? I think those are the questions the gospel asks us to do today. What really matters to us? Do we have to have all the stuff that we accumulate? Or we'll be better off sometimes getting rid of a little bit of it, lightening the load, freeing ourselves up to learn to live with each other in grace and mercy. Rather than isolating ourselves in silos, to use our gospel lesson's literal image, thinking we can protect ourselves from the world. This is the challenge of our faith. Our faith challenges us to find ways to live with less in order that what we have can have greater value in the capacity to care for ourselves and others. Because it is a burden. It is a burden, all the stuff and all the worry and all the other stuff that we put ourselves through protecting our possessions. Well, the gospel calls us to rejoice that we've been gifted with stuff. And rather than hoard it, find ways to use it. And this is a big challenge for me. Because I got lots of stuff that I don't need. And June is very wisely trying to encourage me to go through my stuff and get rid of things. I went through a cabinet under the bathroom sink and discovered medications I hadn't used since 2015. Now, do I really need that? No. Would I even want to use them now? No. I could get rid of that and I'd free up space. I'd like for us to think about our lives that way. That the stuff that worries us and burdens us, that we're trying to try hard to protect from the world, get rid of that which isn't essential. Create some space in there. And then be amazed for what God will use that space and that freedom to do for ourselves and for others. And also, life's a lot more fun traveling with a lighter load. So as we go on the journey of life this day, I hope we can lighten the load for ourselves and create that space for God to use it. Rather than drag more stuff through life, let us allow God to free us up to enable the gospel to work through us for our own selves and others. It's going to be a long journey. Pack lightly. Amen.